people who are biting their fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM with Pastor Jack Shirwa from the Full Gospel Church of God in Johannesburg, South Africa. It's always an honor and a privilege to be with you wherever you are listening from. For many of you, I've never met you. I've never seen you, but I know you are there and you are listening. And this will be a part two follow-up of the interview with Dietmar Müller, who I interviewed last week. And it's a privilege once again to have him in studio. Good morning, Dietmar. It's good to see you.
Hey, Pastor Jack. It's nice to be back. And I'm excited for this specific interview, for this part. I'm great to be here. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I'm going to open in prayer, and then we're going to go straight into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you once again for this honor and the privilege that we could just sit and listen to Dietmar and the story of his life and the way that you worked in his heart to help him become the person that he has been. And thank you, Father God, that people out there that are listening to the program that feel that their life has come to an end, that you can speak to them and that you can lift them up out of the pit the same way you lifted Joseph out of the pit, that you can lift them up out of the pit and that you can help them become all that you intended for them to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Great stuff. So Dietmar told us the story of his life last week, and his life was a mess, as you might remember. If you missed on the program last week, you can always go back to the link and listen to it. But his life was a mess, put it that way. And so my first question to you, Dietmar, is what was the turning point? What was the turning point?
The turning point was when I said, there's got to be more to life than this. There's got to be more to life than losing all your belongings, being alone, being thrown around. And the turning point was, I will never forget it, and maybe the listeners will, to put a time stamp on this, is when there was the movie The Fast and the Furious?
That's right, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. So back then, it was just when Paul Walker passed away. Mm. And I remember going on to YouTube, and I was looking at links on his death. And a link took me to the end times, sure. A video of the end times. Wow. And that was the turning point where I said, you know, watching that video, I said, this pain that I'm going through now, do I want to get that through the Great Tribulation, or do I want to take the way out? Mm. And I said, I'd rather be with Jesus than go through the Great Tribulation and to experience 10 times, 100 times more pain than I'm experiencing right now. Mm. And that was it. And then that one Saturday, I'll never forget it. It was a Saturday morning. I was in the workshop, and now I've lost my car. Remember, I wrote my car off.
Yeah.
I'm traveling on a bicycle from work to home from 6 in the morning to 6 at night.
On a bicycle.
That the landlord borrowed me.
It wasn't even your bicycle.
I've lost everything, Pastor Jack. I've only had a roof over my head, which I paid my rent. That's all I had. And that Saturday morning, I fell down on my knees in the workshop. It was just me in that workshop. And I said to God, and I didn't say God. I said, there's got to be more to life than this. In my heart, I cried out to God. I spoke to God from the heart, not with the mouth. And I cried. I said, where is my happiness? What is my purpose? And that, Pastor Jack, was a turning point in my life.
Wow. And then what did you do? I mean, so you've come to realize, you know, your life is empty and you need to turn things around. And what was the next step? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. God did everything. Mm. So what then happened was, because I cried out in my heart to God, the Bible started coming. The need to start reading the Word. Mm. And I just said, okay, I don't understand the Bible. I don't even know where to begin. And a lot of people say, I don't know where to begin. They've got this overwhelming fear that the Bible is very difficult to understand, that you need the doctor's degree to read the Bible. And I was at that point. But then it was like the Lord was saying to me, phone your aunt for 3 days, every day, phone your aunt. Why? Because she was married to a pastor. And God started working in my life where when I wake up, I would think of him. I wanted to just have answers.
Yeah.
The end times, you know, it's about to happen. How close are we?
Yeah.
How do I avoid going through the great tribulation? And in the back of my mind, just phone your aunt. She's married to a pastor.
Mm.
Now, I've never spoken to my aunt. I've never wished a happy birthday. I've never done that. So
wow.
That was a really supernatural move by God. So I picked up the phone. I phoned her. I said, listen, I don't know how to say this, but I just need some answers.
Mm.
There's things happening in my life, and I just want guidance. Can I come and see you?
That's right.
And she said, yes. It was very close to December.
Mm.
I had no car.
Mm.
I had nothing. And she said, we'll pray for you.
Yeah.
Then the company that I worked for, they gave me a car for December holiday. They said, here's a car. Use it for December holiday. Drive around town. And I used the vehicle and I went to Durban.
Wow.
Full tank. I went to Durban and then met Pastor Henny van der Merwe.
Yeah.
And I said, this is what's happening. This is what's going in my heart. I feel that the end time is near and I just want some answers. So Pastor Henny, he opened the Bible and he started revealing to me God's plan.
Mm.
He started showing me that the life I had was more about the Satan destroying me,
right.
And that there's a war between good and evil, that there's a war in heaven for my soul, and that Jesus is fighting for my soul. And that was the first time that I felt loved. I felt like I want this love.
Wow.
And I got baptized. I said, yes, Jesus, fill me.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is, Pastor Jack, was I didn't go there to accept Jesus. I just wanted answers.
Yeah.
But as I walked in faith, God started then doing what he needed to do. Kairos time.
It was
his time now.
Mm.
I had my time up until 23. He said, now it's my time. Now it's my time for your life. And he baptized me in his swimming pool. They prayed for me for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I was never the same again.
Wow.
I was never the same again.
Would you say, Dietmar, that many times when God begins to... You spoke some important things. First, you spoke about your desire for the Word of God. Because I think the listeners out there need to realize that God speaks to us through His Word. Get a hold of the Word of God. I don't know which part of the world you're from, but if you can get hold of a Bible, get hold of a Bible, begin to read the Word of God, because God speaks through His Word. But Dietmar, you'll agree with me that also when God is getting ready to take you to the next level in your life, He brings the right people in your life. I mean, He prompted you to call your aunt, to connect with your aunt, whose husband was a pastor. And that to me sounds like a setup. Like God set you up.
Mm, absolutely. I mean, I didn't know that. Looking back now, at that stage, I didn't know that that's what God wants to do.
Mm.
But God works through people.
Yeah.
He put people in place, spiritual leaders, a father figure.
Mm.
And
a father that you didn't have. He put a father figure in your life.
A father I never had.
Wow.
And Pastor Henny was a father to me, as he was to many other people.
That's right.
And I went to him and I felt that love. Because I remember I was sitting in his church and they had, it was the New Year's evening celebration.
Yeah.
And he was so proud of what God did in our lives. He said, look at these youngsters. They came from Pretoria to visit us and they're born again. And so they're on fire for God. And and him sharing what God is doing in our lives in front of the congregation, that made me feel accepted. That made me feel like, wow, the love of God is so real. And that was amazing. So then when I was there with Pastor Henny, God put him there. Because now, looking back, he was a father figure to me for 7 years.
Wow.
7 years. Wow. March this year is 7 years that I've been in Durban.
Wow.
And he taught me so much out of the principles of the kingdom. The first thing he said to me is that you are a citizen of the kingdom of God.
Mm.
He started revealing to me who I am in Christ Jesus and the role of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And he was that father figure that he mentored me. He showed me things to do, like a very simple thing that some people will say, I can't believe you couldn't do this, was a braai, a traditional braai.
Wow.
I couldn't braai.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't braai. And
exactly.
He loves his meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll say, get the fire going. And simple things. That he was that father that I never had. And
you know, you've just reminded me of something, Dietmar, and I'm laughing about this. I'm laughing at you. But because I grew up without a father, I can identify of certain things that I didn't know how to do. Simply because certain things you learn from a father. So you say you couldn't put a braai together. You know, I couldn't what they call kickstart a car. So you know when the car's battery is flat and then you have to get somebody to push and you have to kickstart it. I didn't know how to do that. And the first time I told some of my leaders about that, they laughed at me. You know, because I thought, well, that's funny, because anyone can kickstart a car. But no, when a father figure is missing in your life, so many things are missing in your life.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And tell me, Dietmar, so then you stopped the drinking and the partying. And tell us, how did you quit all those things?
Yeah, so I didn't do that. Jesus did it.
Wow.
He delivered me. So when I came out of that water, I was a brand new person.
Wow.
I still smoked. Okay, I was still smoking, but as I went back, I didn't drink at all. There was a change in me that I didn't want to lie. I had a thirst for righteousness. I stood up for righteousness and I stood up against unrighteousness. That was the first change that I had. So now, how I knew that this is completely supernatural.
Yeah.
What happened in Durban happened. I had the mindset of, I'm going to go back to my work. And I'm going to live my life that I had.
That's right.
I'm going to go back to the life I had with my little bicycle. And I'm just going to go up and down. Going back to Joburg, I was not the same person. Life was not the same. I was out of place. Before I went to Durban, I was in place with that environment. Going back to the same environment, I am now out of place.
Wow.
The people that I influenced with, I didn't want to be with anymore.
That's right.
I didn't want to interact with them anymore. I didn't want to go where they are going. And we went to the same nightclub where we listened to heavy metal. It was a rock club. We will listen to live metal bands. And I'll go there preaching the gospel.
Wow.
Preaching the gospel to my old friends that I used to drink with every Friday, every Saturday night.
Wow.
Now I'm there, I'm preaching the gospel. I said, hey, this is what happened. Jesus is alive, he's real, he changes.
And I suppose they would say to you every now and again, come on, Dietmar, here's a beer, have a beer with us.
Yes, all the time. And I just know, I had Coke. I had a glass of Coke.
Yeah.
I had a glass of Coke. And a funny thing as well, Pastor Jack, is people actually listened.
Wow.
In that environment, there were people that was really sitting and engaging with me, listening to what I had to share. And going back to the workplace, now all of a sudden, sick people will come to the work. And like you mentioned, how important the Word of God is, I will read in the Bible that says, you'll do greater things than I have.
Yeah.
Go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. And I'm reading this in the Bible. So, okay, childlike faith. Jesus says, I can do this. And all of a sudden, people with headaches, gout, back pain, ear cancer, broken arms will come to a panel beating shop.
Wow.
Every day I would pray for four people at least. Every day praying for four people for healing. And then Jesus will heal them. They'll get healed instantly. The lady, I remember I was praying for a lady with a migraine. And she was booking a car in. She says she's going to go to the chemist to go pick up medicine. I said, okay, well, can I pray for you?
Yeah.
She said, yes. I laid my hands on her. I said, the Bible says I must pray for the sick and they will recover.
Yeah.
And I just did that.
Yeah.
I prayed. I didn't even understand anything as yet. I just did what the Bible said.
Yeah.
And she was healed. She had no more headache. Instantly, it was gone. And that's when I started singing transitions about, Lord, I am so hungry for the word of God. I'm so hungry to get to know God more, to get Him, that I then prayed. I said, Lord, if you've called me now for the ministry, because it was as clear as day, the life I used to live was closing, and the new life He had for me was opening up wide. And that's when, you know, the Bible says that I've transferred you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And I started seeing that. And then I said, okay, Lord, but I still got this court case. Because what happened was when I had that accident with the taxi, I was locked up. They opened a criminal record and I had to go face the judgment. And I said to God, I said, Lord, that person was the person that I was before I met you.
That's right.
And your word says I'm a new creation. The old thing doesn't exist. I said, Lord, if you've called me for the ministry, I can't travel the world with a criminal record. I said, Lord, if you take this away, I'll know it's confirmation I need to go.
Sure.
And God did.
Wow.
He took that case. I went to court. I paid an advocate to represent me in the court. And I sat there. And I was there for half an hour. I was a druggie. I was using drugs after school.
Yeah.
In the courtroom, I sat next to two druggies.
Wow.
And I shared my testimony with them. I prayed for both of them in the courtroom.
Wow.
After that, I called my advocate. I went, said to him, advocate, what's going on? I just want to know my fate.
Yes.
I need to know. Yeah. So I went to the prosecutor. They went through a bunch of files and said, your file's not here. You're free to go.
Wow, that's amazing. And you've had quite a few achievements after giving your life to Jesus. I mean, giving your life to Jesus and living the Christian life doesn't mean you've become a failure. It's far from it. I mean, you can succeed with God in your life. Tell us a little bit about some of your achievements that God has helped you been able to achieve. I mean, in the beginning of the program last week, I did highlight to the listeners that you are not just serving God, but you are also in business. And God has given you real success in business. So let's talk about a little bit of those achievements.
Yes, 100%. So the first thing is that seek the kingdom of God first and all things shall be added onto you. So I spent 3 years of my life with God, seeking His face only. And then at the appointed time, God opened a door into real estate for me.
Wow.
And I got involved in real estate. And first I prayed, I said, Lord, I had the understanding or the idea that I'm going to be just evangelizing throughout the world and that's all we're going to do is just work for God.
Yeah.
And He said, my kingdom is bigger than that. My kingdom is in business. My kingdom is in your household.
That's right.
My kingdom is at your workplace, at your home, wherever you go. If you apply my kingdom in business, you will see supernatural results. So for me, being in real estate, I've been in real estate now for 4 years. In my first year, I was already recognized as a premier club member in our agency. So I work for Remax, and I received this prestigious award within my first year. And to give a context to that, that is to sell more than 700,000 Rand worth of registered commission within the first 6 months.
Wow. Wow.
And that's, and here I enter into the business field. I've got no understanding how it works. But I know that who I am in the kingdom.
Exactly.
I know I'm a priest. I'm a royal priest in the kingdom of God. Yeah. And I know I've got God's favor.
Yeah.
So I go by that. I walk by faith, not by sight.
That's right.
So He then, the first year we get that. The second year we get it. And now, Pastor Jack, in our fourth year, and those that want to follow the story,
sure,
they can follow me on Instagram, Dietmar.Miller.
Yeah.
They can follow me on Dietmar_Miller.
Yeah.
They will see that we are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Into the Southern Africa, Remax Southern Africa Hall of Fame by next year.
Wow.
At the beginning of the year, I reached out to head office and said, how much registered commission must I do to be inducted? And they said, you need to do a 1,050,000.
Okay.
We are sitting right now at 700,000.
Wow.
As we speak right now. There are properties that are in the process to be registered, and I believe when those are registered, we'll hit the target.
Wow.
We'll achieve that prestigious award of being inducted into the Remax Southern Africa Hall of Fame, and that was within 4 years. With no real estate experience, with no client base, with none of that, just seeking God, not stop serving God, putting Him first, being a child of God, keep on ministering. And I said to the Lord, I said to God, and this is very important, I feel, as I said, Lord, I don't want to use the church as a business. Mm. I want to keep the church organic keep it pure for the kingdom. Mm. But I'm going to start a business so that I can advance the kingdom. And God said to me when I went on an outreach a few years ago, I met an evangelist. Yeah. His name is Picard Hen. I met him and he said to me one day, he said, if you do God's business, He will pay for everything.
That's right.
But if you go on your own holiday, you have to pay.
Mm.
So I then got the business. I said, Lord, You've opened this door for me. I'm going to use this business to keep on advancing Your kingdom.
Yeah.
And because that remains my core purpose, God blesses the business.
Yeah.
He gives the achievements.
Yeah.
He's done all of this so that we can continue to advance His kingdom. So, that's in a nutshell about what God has been doing for me in the sense of a real estate business. Another thing is that what God has done is that He's allowed me to work with award-winning real estate investors in South Africa that are award-winning real estate investors. And I always wanted to be a real estate investor because my dad is one.
Wow.
And that was my way of form of success of I want to be like my dad one day. And God knew the desire of my heart. And He then connected me with these award-winning real estate investors that mentored me, that walks with me, that coached me, that helps me in this journey. So God has opened this vast pool of highly successful real estate investors, agents, and He's blessed me in that sense because I seek His kingdom.
Exactly.
And that's my favorite verse in the Bible, is Matthew 6:33.
Yes, exactly.
Seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness. And all these things you need shall be added unto you.
Wow. God takes a young man who has no father and he's on drugs and he's on alcohol and he's on all these negative things and he's depressed and he's cutting himself. And He takes that type of person and He makes that person successful. Only God can do that. And again, the key is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Beautiful testimony. Dietmar, I would like you to pray with somebody that feels that they need Jesus in their lives. They would like to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I would like you to lead them in a prayer to be able to accept Jesus in their lives as their personal Savior. Because that's where it all starts. It has to start with Jesus. It doesn't start with anything else but Jesus. Could you do that for us?
Yes, 100%. To the listeners here, I want to give you a word of encouragement. Jesus says, I will lead you to greener pastures. Mm. I am the good shepherd. Mm. That means that He is the perfect mentor. He's the perfect superhero. He is the perfect leader. Yeah. And when you sit with Him, He will lead you. He will shape you. He'll mentor you. He will guide you to greener pastures.
Yeah.
That's what He did for me. And if you want that today, open up your heart and say, Jesus, I want what Dietmar is talking about. I want that. So open up your heart and just pray with me as I pray for you this morning. Father, we come to You in the precious and wonderful name of Your Son, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, I'm praying for this specific person that's listening to this interview, to this broadcast, Lord, that want a change, that want to experience Your goodness, Your faithfulness, Your awesomeness, Lord. I pray, Father God, that You'll go in, that You'll enter into their lives, touch their heart, live in their lives, Lord, live in their heart, Father God. For them, Lord, I ask that You'll just touch them and make them a new person. And for you listening to this, I want you to say to Jesus, Jesus, come into my life. Change my life. I don't want to be the person I am now, but I trust and I rely on You, Jesus, to show me the life that You have for me. The things that Dietmar is speaking about. Jesus, I want to experience You. I want the fullness of who You are. And Jesus, Father, I just want to thank You right now that you are touching his life, that you're touching her life, that you're bringing a change in their life right now, that you are working in their life right now. It's not that they have to feel something right now, but that I know, Lord, that you are busy touching them right now, and that tomorrow they will see that Jesus is working in their lives. And I thank you for that, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Dietmar. This has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM, a program designed to inspire you. If you'd like to follow Dietmar, he's given his details on Instagram. You can look for him on Facebook. He's also on Facebook. If you've got questions for him, you're welcome to contact him directly. If you'd like to contact me, you're welcome to do that. My number is +27 73 500 5326. +27 500 5326. It's been an honor and a privilege to be with you on this program, and we're signing off. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Jack.
Good. when nobody else will. Oh, yeah. So I love you, Lord. And forever I will sing it. Yeah. Forever I will sing. Holy, holy, yeah. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy, yes. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy. Tower is the Lamb. Yeah, I bless your holy name, Lord.